It's all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Well, I'd like to challenge this idea with my story of my witness to my neighbour. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Stephen Groom. Let me tell you this story. Let us begin when I first moved to Murwillumbah just a few months ago from Currumbong, and I managed to move into a house that's on the riverfront, the Tweed River. And next door, I met this lady. She was living in a caravan in the front of her son and daughter-in-law's house. And we introduced ourselves. Her name was Anna, and I introduced myself. And that was it, basically. The next few days, I decided to canvass. I'm a literature evangelist, so I like to knock on doors and bring health and spiritual books to people's door and bring them into the home and witness that way. That's one of the ways I like to spread the truth in the area. And so one day I got up and I decided to canvass on Anna's side, which was the right-hand side of my house. And I started to pray to God. I said, Lord, should I do the houses that are right beside me? Because if they reject the gospel, then you could have enemies living right next door to me. So as I'm thinking of these things, maybe I should skip the next house or the next couple of houses and canvass the houses down the road. I'm thinking this in my mind. Just as I thought this, I'm standing at the front door looking down, and Anna comes out of the caravan that's in her front yard, and she says, Hi, Steve, I forgot to ask you, by the way, what do you do? And it was like an answer to prayer, because I'd been praying to God, Lord, should I canvass these people who live right next door to me and expose myself to people who might not be interested in the gospel? So I got an answer right there. And so I said, come over, let's have a look, I'll show you. And I had my canvassing bag right on my shoulder because I was ready to go out canvassing right there and then. And so she came over to the front yard and I opened the back of my car and I showed her the books. Then I asked her, after I showed her the health books, do you have any interest in spiritual things? She said, yes, I do. And she told me, and I learned that she had a Catholic background, but she had stopped going. For about 20 years, stopped going to church, that was. But she used to be a very strong believer in the Catholic Church. And so I invited her upstairs. She came in the house, and I began to open the Bible and told her a few things of what the Seventh-day Adventists believe. And then she started to cry. And I said, why are you crying? And she said, I've been waiting for this for over 20 years. You see, when she was younger, her faith was rocked by a Catholic priest who told her, you cannot believe everything that's written in the Bible. And I had told her when I first met her at that time that that believing in the Bible is the way to salvation, believe that Christ talks to us through the Word of God. And she accepted that there, and we began a walk in faith. We began Bible studies, and she agreed to be baptized some time later. In fact, just a month ago, she was baptized into believership, believing into Christ, the faith of Christ. She is now a baptized believing Christian in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. But it all started back then to that miracle when I prayed to God whether I should canvass these people that live right next door to me. And she answered that prayer by inviting me to tell her what I did for a living. And that is my story. I pray that you received a blessing from this story. Thank you.